Hey there.
Hey Kelly, this is David again.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I hope you got my email now.
Let me look.
Sure.
Right, let's see. Okay, David. Download file, right? Is that what you want me to do? Download the file?
Yeah, you can just download, you can just save the both of the files and have a look. And according to that, like the designs, I will explain you like what are the things which you need to basically look into it.
I'm waiting for it to open.
Sure.
Okay, I see. Okay, so I see like a view, good author and wonderful pilot.
Yeah, this is basically just the layout with the color scheme which you are looking for. So in the first design, you just need to have a look on the layout and as well as the colors. And as soon as you feel like the design looks good and according to your expectations, so definitely we will go ahead and start moving forward with the next pages as well for your about us, for the bookstore, and for the contact us page as well.
But I don't want to say good author. I want to say international best-selling
Yeah,
author.
definitely. Like if you remember, I told you initially, as soon as I sent you the design, so that design will basically based on the dummy pictures and as well as the dummy content. As soon as you feel like the design looks good, you are good to go with this one. Then we will go ahead and use the words, which is the according to you, according to the books of yours, whatever you wanted to put there. So this is just based on the dummy
So.
words and the dummy pictures for now.
Okay, so, but I'm not really seeing the insides of a website. I'm just seeing the book at the top. Is that all I'm supposed to be seeing?
Just give me a quick moment. Okay, so what was you said?
Okay, so are you guys, okay, so. Like, I see weekly bestseller. Okay, so, but, okay, so I'm confused. Is this the site? Is this the listing that you're doing? Like, what are you doing here? Tell me this.
Design which I sent you, these two design is basically based on for now is on the dummy pictures and as well as the dummy words. You can just review both of them and just let me know which one do you feel like is good for your business and which one you want to go with. And as soon as you tell me that like this one is good for me, I want to go with this one so I can go ahead and have my developers to use the pictures of yours which you send me and as well as the words which is related to your business. So for now, in the first step, you just need to have a look on the layout, the placement of the words, the placement of the pictures, and as well as the color scheme.
Okay. Bear with me because I'm trying. So is this what you're doing, this weekly bestseller? And okay, where is the site that when you go to kellychristina.net, what is pulling up? Are you saying you haven't designed that yet?
Kelly. So I KellyChristina.net is the name which you selected for your this business, right?
Correct, correct. That's the author website. These look like book listings to me.
Yeah. No. I got you. So basically, what are the things which we follow to get the website developed, designed? So basically, we following the three steps. The first step is to selecting the design. Once you approve the design, then we will move your website to creating the inner pages, like the About Us page of yours, which you have, and the Contact Us page, and as well as definitely the bookstore. As soon as you approve the inner pages, then we will submit your website to the development stage. As soon as the functionalities will be added onto your website, so then we'll send you the link again. You will review it, and if you feel like everything looks good, then we will go ahead and use your domain name, which you need to be used, which is like kellychristina.net, right?
Right.
For now, our domain name just to showcasing you the things, how your website looks like.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so this is what you're showing me is something that's on your website, like listing a book. Is that what you're telling me?
This
okay.
Is the first
and
page of your web page. This is just the first page.
Okay, and before you say goodbye.
Different types, different products, pictures, there are different books, pictures, there, and as well as the words. So once you approve the layout, then we will go ahead and according to your instructions, we will use your words and as well as the picture of your book and as well as the pictures which you would like to be there. Just to showcase you the things, we are using the dummy pictures and the dummy content.
You just want to see what I like is basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I like both. It does look, you know what I mean? Like, you're changing the words and everything. You just want to show me, do you want me to tell you which one I like better? Is that what you want me to do?
Definitely. So, on that side, we'll go ahead and start moving forward with that. Like, we will be creating the inner pages, putting out your pictures, use your own weddings instead of we are using now, like the good author or the before you say goodbye. So the words will be yours there. The pictures will be yours there as soon as you let me know which one do you like the most.
Okay, so let's see. So do you want me to just respond back? I like Mach 1 or Mach 2. Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah, if you can tell me here as well, so that would be great too.
I like the whole, you know, well, I don't like good author because, you know, I want to introduce the words, but we can change that, right?
Yeah.
See, I think I like Mach 2. I'll tell you why I like Mach 2. I like Mach 1 because I like what it says, you know. If we were to put, like, you know, best-selling author or international best-selling author. Mm-hmm. But I like the way I'm pulling up Mach 2 right now. I like the top.
Mm-hmm.
The one here, is it going to pull over for me? I like the whole Before You Say Goodbye new release. I like the way you stack those books up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I like the way, I like what you said on Mach 1, right? But I like the whole photo with the books stacked up. I know you're wanting me to ask you, you know, pick one or two, you know?
Yeah.
You know. Or we could do Mach 2 before you say goodbye, you know. Just what I do want to, do you blame me? I mean, I've got a lot of awards on this book, so I want it to read best-selling or international best-selling or international impact book, you know what I mean? I do want to spell that out because that is important. Is it a popular book? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
So,
it is.
Yeah. So does that answer your question? Mm-hmm. I like the whole book stack up on Mach 2. So if I had to pick, I'd pick Mach 2. Mm-hmm. But I do want some kind of, you know, best-selling, international best-selling, something, you know, to point it out.
Oh, can you please tell me again so I can note it down on my pad and we'll replace these words for you?
Yes, sir. So I like Mach 2. You got that one, right, with the book stack up?
Yes. International best-selling book, you want it to be on top.
I do. I want it, you know, best-selling fiction novel or international fiction novel.
Mm-hmm. So do you have basically the words written for your website, like what you would like to be used on your website? Like, do you have something like this, which you want it to be used instead of using the words which we are using?
Well, on the other site, we do have a picture, and, you know, the other site, by the way, will probably be, it's got to get changed up for book listings, too. But it does, like, I was going to say, if you need to know about the book, right, or about the author, then you can take it from my other site, if that makes it easier for you, and I think it will. You know what I mean?
If we can talk about, we are not able to basically take the content from your existing website, because if we get the content from your existing website and put it down into this one, and as soon as your website, this website goes live, so Google will gonna like put the copyright issue in it, just because we are just copying the content from the existing website or any other website which is already published on Google.
So do you want me to send you, like, you know, if you need it, you know, like if you need a write-up of the book, like from my computer? I see what you're saying. You can't just steal it from another site.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need a write-up, you know, about the author, you know, or about the books, I mean, I can send it to you like in an email. Would that make sense or no?
Yeah, for sure, if you already have it, so that would be great. You can just send it to me. I have my content writers to review it, and we'll move from there. And as well as I need to know that, like, the content, the words that you have, that is basically based on the, according to the Google algorithms, or you just write it down to your own self.
Okay, so I'll send you something about the book, and because I've got it on just Word document on my computer. You've got the media pictures, right? I sent you enough pictures for the site, right? And I also said, you know, I don't, I know you know that I'm thinking in a week max, I'll be able to send you, you know, where you can purchase the book. And I know that, you know, I need to send that to you so we can do the buy the book button. And I'll probably use Barnes & Noble, but I just need to wait for the official listings. And what else was I going to say? I'm going to send that to you.
Like, how about the marketing, which you had a discussion with one of my book marketer about the book publishing and all. And I already...
Can I tell you this, David?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Let me just think for a minute. Think. My mind was on something else. I'm going to send you about the book, about the author, just because that's out there. Like, you can use it because, you know, like, I'll probably give you about the author right off of Amazon. So it's allowed before I shut down Amazon. But I'm going to send that to you so you have the contents.
Sure.
But I'm going to trust you guys, you know. The
Don't
other thing is I want to ask you another question, though. I think I sent you an email and said, hey, does anybody connect their YouTube on their website? Does anybody do that or no? Is that not allowed?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, I sent you an email, but I can send it to you again. I just thought maybe since I do have a monetized station, you know, maybe a little, you know, click on YouTube because we've got all the filming and media and all of that on the book.
Like, your YouTube channel is on the monetizing as well?
Sir,
your YouTube channel is basically on the Google monetizing that you are getting some amount.
I have two YouTubes. I'll send it to you again, but they're both popular. I've got a Kelly Christina YouTube and I got a Kelly Dennehy Christina YouTube, and I feed all podcasting, filming, media, all of that into those stations. So I spend a lot of money on those stations. I just think it's cool because I do have, you know, filming, talking about riding the executive roller coaster going on. So if it could be connected somewhere on the site, I think that would be cool, You know, the other thing that I sent you, and it's on the questionnaire, and that was from the book distributor. They were like, you know, you should put up one of these formal reviews, whether it's one or two. You got that, right? I sent you the link. Yeah. Am I right? That's a good idea just for the review section?
Yeah, you can just send me the content which you already have it so I can review it. And according to those wordings, I will have my content writers to basically list down this on your website which you already selected. And as well as just send me an email as well with the YouTube link of yours so I will let you know what is basically
I'm going to do that. I'm going to send you just about the author, about the book, and I'm going to send you the YouTubes again. On that questionnaire, I already sent you the links that they're on the internet, but my distributor was just like, it'd be kind of cool if you put that in a website, you know, that review. I sent you those links. It's on the questionnaire that you asked me to fill out. You've got that, right?
And let me see the questionnaire, Donna, if you already sent it to us. So definitely I already got that.
You got it. Okay. So what I told your marketer, and so what I want to tell you again, and he was going to send me, I hate to be this way, David, but I can't just give you guys $1,000, all right? I have to pay as I go, and I'm used to it. I mean, like, I already have another book club that's doing it. Like, he picked something out. He did two things for me.
If you can trust us once, so I can show you how basically we work. I'm going to provide you with the things that you're expecting. So you just need to provide us with the trust, and I'm the one who is basically dealing with you for each and everything, so you don't need to worry about anything. Whenever you feel any kind of help, any kind of thing, you can just give me a call. And for now, you already have my personal number as well, right?
Yes, I do. But yeah. But let me just say, the other day you connected me with marketing, and like I got pitched this whole, well, new distributors, this long list. And what I'm trying to express to you is I don't need a long list to get started. And I had told him, hey, if you can give me a pricing list, how much is a press release going to cost me? All right, okay, well, we could do this. But it's going to have to be because you have to understand that I already just spent a couple thousand transitioning this to an honest distributor because I was getting robbed. I've already spent a lot of money. Now, I'm going to have to continue to spend some money, but I got to take it easy. You know what I mean? So I had asked him, do what?
Let's go step by step with the things.
Thank you. See, that's why I like you. And, and so, but that's how I do it. Like, you know, in 2 months, I've got a book company, and, you know, he does an excellent job on the East Coast. And do you know what? I'm going to buy a little package from him, and he's going to blow the book. Do what?
And now you got us.
Well, yeah, and I'll keep you guys, but if you could just understand, like, you know, selling me a 2,000 package right now, selling me a 1,000, it's not going to happen right now. You're going to have to give me more time to make more money, and then also I want to see that we are driving results, and I am getting book copies. Do what?
This way, let's do it this way. As you're already seeing our work on the designs, which you paid for the website. And as we, if we can talk about the marketing, which you had words with one of my senior managers regarding that, and he quoted you the $2,000 for the complete marketing. So let's do it this way, just to initiate the marketing, just to set up the things for you, just to create the backend access for you, then just at least start with the half of the amount, and once you feel like the work is going smooth.
I'm not going to do that whole package. I'm telling you right now, David, I'm not doing it. I don't need everything that the marketing, you know, company that your marketing guy gave me. I don't need all that. And what I need, and I told him, if you got some simple marketing plans, David, once this site is up, I already have a guy that will blast this to thousands and millions for me, you know, at an affordable price. I'm keeping him because I keep the people that work with me. But this, like, you know, if this were a business, like KD Staffing, my KD Staffing, and you guys can't get that website. I've had the same guys for 5 years, okay? I have to pay for the top services to keep that on all the ads and everything. Well, this is a showcase on a book, all right? So it's not as extensive. It may be extensive. I may add at one point my public service and everything. But right now, I'm going to stay more frugal. We need to relaunch this project because I pay as I go, and everybody makes their money. But I don't need the whole, I'm not doing any more distributors on the book. All right?
Yeah,
I signed
like,
on with a distributor that, see what?
What they explained to you about that, like basically they provided you with the plan for your website, which we are on, which we are working on. Like as you know that as soon as your website goes live, the KellyChristina.net, you are most probably on the 10th page or the 12th page of search engine, right? Because there are a lot of people who are basically using the Google just to and doing the advertising there. So I'm sure that you're not on the first page at that time. So he explained to you at that time about the things like as soon as your website goes live. So on the content, we were going to use the keywords and optimize those keywords onto the search engine. Let's say as soon as your website goes live, you are on Google and someone hits the international best-selling books, so your website will be on top. So with the help of that, you will get the customer, you will get the viewer, you will get the visitor onto your website.
Yes, sir, but it has to be done at an affordable price because I already paid for the website, and
it
I guarantee
it.
David,
it
it's going to pull, KellyChristinaNet.net is going to pull up, and I'll tell you why. How do I know that? Because I own the other website, okay? I mean, I could have just done another mock. I could have just done another mock website. I own it. I know, what I'm saying is let's continue with step one. Let's get it live. You know what I mean? Let's get the book listings on there. All right? I have someone that's going to blast millions. They're going to blast millions. You know, and but I want to use your services because I know you guys market books. But what I had said is skip all the distribution. I'm not doing that shit. You're going to have to come up with something that's affordable for me to get started. And well, I mean, I'm looking at baby book right now. You know, they'll design an ad for $200 and, you know, I can do something at $400 a month, you know, to get it out to Facebook and Instagram. That's affordable to me.
Just give me a quick moment. If you're saying that $400 monthly is affordable for you, so did you know that if you paying us $400 on monthly basis and just for the 12 months you end up paying us for the same services is for $4,800. And instead of that, I'm offering you for the complete 12 months in just $2,000. So in this, you're basically saving your $2,800 if you're paying the whole upfront. And as well as just to making sure that you don't have that much budget, you don't have like affordable amount in your pocket, so just to make sure that you are getting things at the right time. So I'm providing you with this option as well.
I get it. But, David, I'm not spending $2,000 right now.
Let me complete it. Just to make sure that you don't have, like, that much budget to invest in this, and as well as you already have people who is basically providing you the services to get your website published and as well as your book list. So I'm providing you this thing just to making sure that we will at least start with this. So you can just pay the initial amount just for the only $1,000, and as soon as you feel like the work going so smoothly, the work is according to your expectations, so then you can pay the rest of the amount, which is the $1,000 only.
All right, and I'm saying, David, that my Arizona marketing company doesn't even charge that for me on KD staffing, and KD staffing has to stay up there because it's a different realm of business. What I'm saying to you is that
there, wherever it is, I'm just talking about the KellyChristina.net on which we are working on. So what I'm saying is that
right now I just want to get the site up. And I have to look at what I've spent already, and I need to get the site up, and we need to get launched. And, let's look at BookTrip. I'm going to use them. I'm going to use them in 2 months. All right, that's just the way it rolls. I know how much money I've spent on this project. I know that I got robbed. I know that I just spent a couple thousand in transition. So I'm working on beginning stages. We launch again, and you can't get me at that price right now. You can't. You know? I mean, I'm going back on the media, you know, for the things that I paid. I mean, I paid, and it's not their fault. Is it their fault that Amazon was selling books behind my back and running illegally? No. But I have to do some redo. I've got to do some redos here. And I'm not going to spend $2,000 on a site right now when I designed my own site and we launched it and it's still open. And I probably did that under $200. So, and it stays up and it pulls up. So I want to use your services, and, you know, there's a reason why I came to you guys, but you have to be reasonable with me at this point, too. And I'm looking at how much money I've lost already on this book, and I'm out testing the market, and I'm testing it so that I can come back and tell other authors, this is what you need to do if you ever want to make money on your books. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Do what?
Scott dropped your...
So let's just keep going on. Let's get the site up. I got to get the book listings up. That is like number one priority right now. But I'm telling you right now, if a baby book says, Kelly, I'll put an ad together for $200, we can spend a couple hundred a month, we go month by month, I'm going to try that because $300 or $400 a month is affordable.
Okay, just you know? Give me a quick moment. If you're going to allow me a quick moment, so I can just discuss with one of my, like, my billing department, and I will let you know if they allow me to do this for you, so definitely I'll go ahead and do this.
But let's just do this, David. Can we just get the site up? All right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's my priority, all right?
Yeah.
I mean, my distributor is moving their ever-living butts to get this back listed for me, you know? We just pulled my book, not just this book, but my other book, into the Library of Congress 2 times, which means if anybody touches my book and steals behind my back, I'm going to slam them down and sue their asses quicker than anything. You do not steal from me. And this is a bad deal that's gone on. It's a bad deal. And I do work with the government, and I do know what to do at a higher level so that we can go ahead and review Amazon and what they're doing to authors. But I'm just back testing the market again. All right, let's see if I change over to an honest distributor, if we do some more marketing out there, let's make money on a book. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, here's an example, David. I paid Jim Elkin. He is one of the best book companies in the United States of America. You have his review. His review I want on that website. He gave me a 5-star, and he ran a platform, and you know what he said to me? For the money I spent on that platform, I think I spent $1,000 with him last summer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He says, Kelly, there's no, like, they can't guarantee. But what these two platforms should buy you is about 300 books per Amazon. You know what I got on Amazon? One book.
One book.
They're robbing authors. My first book, David, my first book had the highest click ratio in the United States of America. It's a campaign book, right? So there's my Arizona marketing. Again, I've spent about $1,000 on this platform, and they say, how can you not have sales, Kelly? It's the highest click ratio in the United States of America. Per Amazon. I got one book.
I understand that you're facing issues in the purse and you just got affected with the people who is basically not doing the work which you are looking for, and the work is not according to the expectations at that time. I do understand this. And you spent a lot of money into publish your book, the market your book and provide them with the thousands of dollars just to provide you with some business, but unfortunately they are not, and you just got dropped.
They screwed me. Amazon screwed me, all right?
Yeah.
And they screwed me. And you know what? That'll buy them the feds. It's going to buy them. They're going under investigation. Because you know what, David? Authors in this country used to make money. So now we run around and say they don't make money.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of shady business.
That is why you're here. You trust us, paid us $300 just to design this website for you, and you got the design, and you like that too, right?
But I don't see the finishing website.
Let's get that.
I saw your work. It's beautiful. I'm not saying I'm never going to put money into it. I'm saying that I paid for the site. Can we get it up? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And trust me when I say, David, I have like 10 marketing companies, all right? I have a network of 65,000 people. I do marketing myself. I mean, a lot of people are like, really? You don't have a social media manager? No, I don't have a social media manager. And but I have 10 marketing companies that I work with on and off, on and off, on and off. So, and they provide me, okay, I can do a press release for this amount. I can do a book ad for this amount. So if you have something like that, you need to give it to me, but don't give me this whole stacked package on all this I don't need, you know? Because there's a reason I came to you guys, but I'm not going to go under a bridge when I'm out working a part-time job to pay for the book project when I just found out that... Do what?
For a living now.
Yes. But I've invested $250,000 in large exposure since 2000.
What you do for a living now? Like, as you said, you are basically doing the part-time job just to get this book published again and get this website on like...
Exactly, on top, so exactly.
What you are basically doing for a living for now?
What I do for a living is crazy. The fact that I have two businesses and I'm out working a part-time job.
I want to do it, too.
Do what?
I want to do it, too, because I also want to make money.
Of course you do. Of course
and
you
I
do. And
like
but can we do this? Mm-hmm. Let's just go back to building out the website and let me get with my books that now have been through the Library of Congress twice, right, with official copyrights. And by the way, Amazon doesn't tell self-published art. You know what they say? They're telling the authors right now from a legal perspective. This is what's going down. Amazon Kindle is telling self-published artists that when you publish a book, it's copyrighted. And they put it on there, right? But this is me talking to all the attorneys in the United States of America and the top publishing and copyright. And here's the thing that authors don't know. Your book is not protected unless you officially copyright. When you officially copyright to the Library of Congress, then the courts, then if anything goes wrong with your book, you can get contingency attorneys.
Do
what?
Do you got the registration number from there?
Oh, yeah. They're copywriting, like, the new distribution.
Do
what?
Report them on USPTO, United States of Patent. Why don't you like
them? I don't.
Why don't you report them and on USPTO? This is the, basically the government website who providing the registrations for the business and as well as the copyrights for the business.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, you can just check out.
What's it called?
USPTO, United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You can run a report there.
Yeah, you can just report them for this. He provides you with the, like, fake copyright number and as well as they registered your fake copyright and provide you with the symbol for that. So you can just register report them on this website.
I'll look that up. I appreciate that.
Definitely.
You also know from working with the government officials.
Yeah, this is the website.
Yeah, and but long story short, all right, the book that is coming has all the copyright ISBN numbers in. Like I paid them, and they're doing it right for me. They're doing it right, and so I'm very hopeful that what I'm hopeful for is that I can have a turnaround here, and then I can turn around and educate authors, you know, that actually deserve the right information, you know,
yeah.
I hate to say this because I know you're California, and I feel like, you know, between Brad Pitt ruining my publicity and then my California publisher, like, she's getting her ass chewed. And you know what? I'm not. You know what I told her? This is what I told my California publisher. You put out this beautiful work. She does. She does this beautiful work. She went. She launched it. She got all the awards. You did all this amazing job. And now the attorneys want to sue you. I'm not going to sue you But what you are going to do is you're going to turn around, and if I have to write up a disclaimer page, you need to get with all your authors and you need to tell them to officially copyright those books.
Yeah.
Because the fact that I paid you, the fact that I paid you and you put out this beautiful book, but you don't copyright, so you allow authors to get their work stolen, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know? And she's listening to me too, David, because I don't want to roast my California publisher, but you know, like, you know, you tell the authors it's copyrighted. It says copyrighted, but,
so
you,
What you do with that person who basically do this?
Well, I could sue her. I could sue my California publisher. I could sue Amazon. But, I mean, we already talked to the attorneys. It's a $13 trillion empire. You know, like, I mean, you know, I could be in litigation forever, you know? And for me, you know, I can contact the congressmen, the senators, and tell them. And the minute that they know that I tell them don't list with Amazon, they're going to know I ran another bus. They really are. And, you know, this is just something I can do at a government level. You're right. I can report that side. But I can also just go to the congressmen and senators and say send the feds because someone needs to look into this. David, I have multiple book orders off the sales and royalty with Amazon. They're sitting in packages. They ran a sale on my book behind my back.
Mm-hmm.
They switched out. Amazon had an ISBN number. Okay? They switched out to Ingram Sparks' ISBN number, ran a book sale behind my back. So I have all these Amazon books, right? They come from Amazon Fulfillment Service, which means they were printed. They were print ready. These books came in like 2 days, right? And they're not on the sales and royalty, which is illegal. And then you know what they tried to do? They tried to point the finger at Ingram Spark and go, oh, well, this is all Ingram. It's not Ingram Spark's fault.
Yeah.
You know, you got busted. And so these records, David, are going to go through the proper government channels because this is bullshit. I call bullshit on this, and I call bullshit on Kindle telling authors, like my mother.
Well, I saw your couple of videos as well, which you're, like, basically debating with the government officials against off Amazon.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to run that on camera or not. I mean, come on, David. But I get on the camera. I mean, if I went on the camera right now, what would I say? Don't buy my book. It was stolen behind my back. Someone decided to pull this shit. I mean, you know, my first book, and you're not dealing with my first book. My first book is a campaign book. How to Run the United States by Kelly Dennehy Christina. That was a popular book. Who screwed me on that one? Amazon, which is why I'm leaving Amazon, you know, and I'm saying goodbye. And there are other authors out there that are writing about it. But the point is, what are you doing stealing other people's work?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I do appreciate your help on this. And if you could just keep pounding away on that site, and let me just get it launched. We'll figure out on marketing as we go.
Sure.
You know?
Sure,
I do have marketing.
Sure.
I have marketing for my YouTubes. My YouTubes are, you know, well, that, you know, again, like, you know, so I'm somebody that's always up for an election, right? But Brad Pitt slammed my ass through the walls on bad publicity.
Oh.
And it's very sad. It's very sad because that celebrity, instead of accepting ownership on the fact that all the fans are getting their money stolen and abused, you know, it's much easier if you're Brad Pitt to send out an article saying, I don't know anything about this, and oh, by the way, this is just a Texas female dumbass, right? And yet I have all the Brad Pitt victims, and in the matter of how I make a difference in this country, if I could have gotten some cooperation, if I could have gotten a celebrity to say, wait a minute, I really care about this. You know, we don't want the fans abused and their money stolen, you know? And, but the media, and David, if I were an actress, You know, in 2020, they would have taken my story and they would have, and then you know what? You know, Brad Pitt probably would have had to apologize and say, you know what? I'm gonna cooperate with this because we want this fixed for my fans, right? But the media decided, they called basically to get my name. They did not take 3 cents of my story. They just decided they'll write a story. So they blast out 75 media outlets. You know, one media was calling me the Guinness World Record of stupid females. David, I have 150 pages of documentation on Brad Pitt and fan collections, and it's parked at the Attorney General's office. And Brad Pitt, he lied to the media last year. His whole team went and lied and said, oh, I gave Kelly Christina back the $50,000. Oh, I apologized. He didn't do shit. He didn't do shit. And in Texas, we fucking hate him. We have thousands of people that hate him. And I'm just very surprised that I thought more of Hollywood. Like, Hollywood was, I just had a naive heart, you know what I mean? And I thought that Hollywood, you know, that celebrities actually cared. And this is going on 5 years with Brad Pitt, and the abuse that I went on, you know, and then the attorneys are like, give me $500,000, we'll go back to fighting Brad Pitt. I'm not doing it, David. I'm not spending $500,000 on Brad Pitt. He's horrible.
You don't need to.
He's horrible.
You don't need to.
Do what?
You don't need to.
Well, here's the thing. You know, Adam just invited me to Beverly Hills, and I had to cancel that 2 months ago, you know, because of these book problems. So I'm just trying to, let's hammer out the book problems, okay? In the United States of America, I could have made a difference if I would have gotten one celebrity to say, I'm very sorry that this is going on for my fans. You know, I have clips off Brad Pitt's sites where hundreds and hundreds of fans are getting their money stolen, and he could care less. And that, to me, is just like a wow, you know? And we kept this story from Texas and my media connections. We kept the Brad Pitt story off the cameras for 2 years because I was trying to protect him, I was trying to protect me. And then during litigation, his attorneys break a protective order, and they did it to cover his ass. They didn't care how bad they hurt me. They could care less. Just protect Brad Pitt. Right? And yet now at Thanksgiving, do what?
I do see that on like Google as well, that people basically posting these things on Brad Pitt pictures, telling Christina filing a case against them regarding the fraud of $100. I'm just
it's on there. I'm mad. I'm telling you that I thought that Hollywood was just like a wow, you know what I mean? And Brad Pitt used to be a number one making a different celebrity, right? He's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. His attorneys were calling me, you know, his New York City attorney was like, you're just a freaking loser, you know? And so Brad Pitt employs attorneys that call your fans losers, you know? And I don't even know, like, I don't even know if it's fair. I'm in the Celebrity Network, by the way. I signed up for the Celebrity Network in Beverly Hills, what year? 2019, to get all the proper addresses on Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. And, but I'm the bottom. I'm the baby celebrity, right?
Yeah.
That's what I am. But my publicity, David, is this book. The 10 years of my government work and litigation and what I've done in this country. And when I wanted to run my publicity, and I'm about 6 years late for the camera, we wanted to run me, right? We didn't want to run Brad Pitt because it's horrible. But you know what? Some people, they don't let you decide. They're like, fuck it, I'm just going to send it out, you know? But, you know, the money, like, now, you know what I can do, David? Now I run around and I tell company owners and everybody else, you can't give a penny to a celebrity. They're just going to abuse you. They're just going to steal your money, and it's no good. And I hate that because Hollywood used to They used to make a difference in this country. They did.
Yeah.
And now, and now we have all this fraud. David, I have a lineup of all the fraud coming out of Hollywood right now towards fans, you know? And as long as all that's going on, as long as that's, even the celebrities that say they want to make a difference, they can't do it right now. And that's what makes me sad. That's what makes me sad. And I learned the hard way. Like Brad Pitt, in December of 2020, you know what? I told his attorneys, okay, forget the money. Forget the money. I'm going to need an apology and I'm going to need cooperation from Mr. Pitt. He won't even do it for free. He just flipped me the birdie like, I'm not doing it. I don't have to help my fans. For free, he wouldn't cooperate. I gave him, I sent him solutions. Mr. Pitt, this is how we can fix this. His attorneys blew that off. And so really, people think right now Brad Pitt belongs in jail. But I'm not the person to put Brad Pitt in jail, but it is at the Attorney General's Fraud Division, Texas and California. I filed it in. I'm all like, why wouldn't, but what breaks my heart is you had years. You had years to just raise your hand and go, wait a minute. Wait a minute. My fans are being abused. Wait a minute. And he wouldn't do it. Last, like 4 months ago, David, a fan called the police on him. And I'm all like, ah, fuck it. Call the police. Here, you need the Los Angeles department. You know, if Brad Pitt's out filming and he gets arrested, sorry, Mr. Pitt. I've been telling you since, what, 2018? You better get this cleaned up. And I have an investigation, and it's original. I've got 6 original Brad Pitt pictures that were never on the internet, which means if they're not on the internet, nobody can steal your identification. And so what does the media say last year? This is what the media says. Oh, well, I think someone stole Brad Pitt's computer or phone. Oh, okay, that's a great fairy tale, isn't it? Anyway, I'm shutting up. So, do you want to just contact me next week? Do what? Anyway, I just, fighting with Hollywood. I don't get very far, David.
Yeah, no worries. I'm listening to all the stories.
Anyway, I created my YouTubes, and a lot of the Brad Pitt and fan collections and what I'm trying to get accomplished in the country is out on there. It's very popular. My station monetized last year, so I'm going to send you. I do think it would be cool. It's got all the book filmings, and it's got, you know, the Brad Pitt and fan collections and what's wrong in this country and all of that. And then it has motivation, and it has a lot of cool stuff. So, you know, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they'll call it like the Sink Brad Pitt channel. With the media, people call me from other countries. Can I be on that media station, please? And I don't have time, David. I mean, I'm trying to run KD staffing, right? And just take care of books right now, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
The celebrity that ruined, David, the celebrity that ruined my publicity, he damaged both my companies. We're on a major slowdown with KD staffing. The media should have been paying me for the book, but they're too pissed because I've been fighting with Brad Pitt. So I have damages. And I'm just trying to overcome. Do what?
For now, you can just focus on your business, on your book, on your, like, writing your new books as well. Just leave Brad Pitt as it is. He is for now. Just focus on your business.
He's a prick. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I'm sorry. He's not a nice person, and I'm very disappointed in that, but life moves on. He ruined my love life. He damaged both businesses. I was a very, very big name in politics, and over the fan collections, I took my name out, all right? But the book we're selling, it's a number one in politics book. So let's just sell the book, all right? Let's not worry about that. Let's just sell the book. And I appreciate your help. And do you want to just, like, reach out to me next week when you guys start building the contents a little bit?
No, for now, like, as you said, you already have the content written on your document. So you can just send it to me now so I can have my content writers to basically look into it. Then according to that, we will be start uploading that content onto your website, and then we are good to go to get this website published. So it means that on Tuesday or Wednesday, We are just about to get this website published for you. As soon as I got the content from you, and as well as the picture which you would like to be replaced.
Okay. Well, you have the pictures for the website, right? And you just took notes on the mock that I liked, right?
Yep. I know that.
All right. I'm composing three emails. One about the author. Okay. One about the book. You have on the questionnaire the reviews. And then I'm just sending you, I'll send it to you again, my two YouTubes, just in case we want to place that on the page. Okay?
Sure.
So how all right, and then you're going to, go ahead.
How soon expected this from your side? Are you there?
I'm here. What'd you say?
How soon I expected the emails from you for the content and as well as the pictures?
Within the hour,
okay,
within 30 minutes. I'm going to get on it right now for you, okay? You'll get three emails very shortly. I won't hold you up, okay?
Okay, that's great, Dawn.
Okay. Have a beautiful weekend, and I'm going to get this out to you now.
Okay, that's great.
Bye.
Bye-bye.